Sports with Michigan and the World.
Welcome back to it. It's a Tuesday on the Steve Gerber Show. I'm brought to you in part by Mesa. Good health, good business, great schools. Appreciate the support of all of our sponsors. And appreciate you listening. We, as I mentioned here earlier, WHAK, Roger City Alpena Escanaba, our latest affiliate, serving the northeastern portion of the lower peninsula of Michigan. So we appreciate your support very much. Still to come today, we'll have Frank Fiorina here on the program. Frank is the, it's Carly's husband. And he's going to be joining us here in a few minutes here on the program. We'll have five fast facts you need to know about presidential candidate Carly Fiorina from her husband Frank. That's coming up at the top of the next hour. But right now we have our good friend Nolan Finley, the editor of the Detroit News op-ed page. And Nolan says it's time maybe to hold a refugee summit here in Michigan to discuss the challenges that we face and so forth. Nolan Finley, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. Morning.
Obviously, the refugee question has become a very emotional issue in the wake of what happened in Paris, knowing that some of those refugees may have later conducted part of the terrorist attack that left 500 dead and wounded in the streets of Paris a week and a half ago. And there's no question, you know, that immigrants and refugees have been a huge part of America. But as Ronald Reagan said, you don't bring in immigrants and refugees to the detriment of the nation to begin with. So where are you in your thought processes on this?
Well, I'm in favor of bringing the refugees in. I just think we have to be very careful about how and who we bring in. That's why I suggested that, you know, the Governor Snyder hold a summit, bring the governors in, bring the State Department, Homeland Security in, and let's get a thorough explanation of how the process works, how the screening process works. It's not enough for us to simply take the word of the federal government that they're doing it right. We all know the federal government. We also know that this week in Bowling Green, Kentucky, we had two former Iraqi refugees brought in here more than a decade ago who were plotting terrorism, not in this country, but were working with Al-Qaeda in Iraq to attack American targets.
But it also
need to be careful.
Yeah, and it comes a day after the State Department has issued warnings to Americans, not just overseas, but Americans in general, that you are a target by being an American of a terrorist attack. Could be at the mall, could be overseas, could be just about anywhere. So, I mean, I understand the fear of people, you know, if you bring in 10,000 refugees and just 10 have terror in their minds and hearts, well, the amount of damage that 10 people can do is you can't take that risk. That's where I am with it. And I don't believe, Nolan, that you can adequately vet a lot of these people because their backgrounds, they're not coming from Canada. They're coming from the Middle East in war-torn regions. How can you verify their history, their past, their criminal record, any of it?
But we've had a very good record, in fact, with the refugees. We have brought in tens of thousands over the years, and we haven't had a single case committed a terrorist act in this country. So I would disagree.
Well, that's not true. What you just said is absolutely false. The Sarnia brothers were refugees. They came here and they conducted the Boston bombing. That's a fact.
They came here as children and were radicalized as adults. And I think that's what people are missing here. If we think slamming the door on refugees is going to somehow keep us safe, it's far easier for the Islamic State to radicalize our own people, our own citizens, via the internet than it would be to go through this process. I think it's possible to do a vetting. I think it needs to be explained. People need to have their fears addressed. I think President Obama has done a horrible job, as usual, with this, turning it into a confrontation rather than reassuring and explaining to the American people. You know, he got up there last week and was condescending and petulant And, you know, that's not what the tone requires.
Well, that's the way
Governor
he conducts
Rick himself,
Snyder
has struck the exact right tone here in saying, let's pause and get a good explanation of how the process works to ease people's fears.
So you believe, then, that the Tsarnaev brothers and other refugees, even as they come here as children, are no more susceptible to this message of radicalization than anybody else that's born here that's of Polish descent or Vietnamese descent or Chinese descent or whatever they may be that came here as children from other countries?
Well, I mean, that's saying, Steve, then, that let's not let in any Muslim immigrants from anywhere. Well, you know, of course we've had a problem with radical Islam. What I'm saying is you've got something on the order of 100 folks from Minneapolis who were born in this country, raised in this country, and radicalized by the internet, many of them now fighting overseas. I don't think it's necessarily you protect yourselves, and you shouldn't pretend you're protecting yourself simply by blocking these refugees. You've got a lot of folks out there, Christian refugees among this group, Chaldeans, who are being slaughtered, who are being crucified, who are being beheaded.
Right, but this president
have no safe place in the world.
And so this notion that there shouldn't be a religious test, of course there should be a religious test, because those that are facing extermination because of their religion or their heritage always have been moved to the front of the line in America. That is the way America works.
I agree with that. I think the ones who are being targeted for genocide by the Islamic State should be hurried up here.
But they're not.
The others should necessarily be kept out, and I think there is a process by which they can carefully go through these refugee candidates. I've suggested that you move families toward the head of the line, older refugees, and you take a lot more time with the young single men. I think that's an acceptable response.
Well, I guess my point would be, why would we accept young single men and send our boys and girls over there to lose arms, legs, and lives to defend their country? Nolan Finley, I have to run, my friend, but thank you as always.
Thank you.
Nolan Finley, the editor of the Detroit News op-ed page. Why would we send our boys and girls to lose legs, arms, and lives, huh? It's the Steve Gruber Show.